This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A with our studio audience. Yeah, everybody. I love it. It's adding to the energy of the room, and I am very, very happy to have today's guest. She's coming back to Studio 1A, has a show coming up, a sold-out show tonight, by the way, at Stubbs in the indoor venue. And the reason why I'm so enthusiastic and stoked about this is because I absolutely embrace and appreciate an artist with such a fantastic sense of humor. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Caroline Rose.
Now you're in real life.
Caroline Rose in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. You have got to check out the latest album, Loner. We heard Jeannie Becomes a Mom. The show tonight at Stubbs is sold out, but how lucky we are to have Caroline Rose in Studio 1A. You heard her on the vocals working some keys. We have Willoughby Morse on drums. We have Abby Marin working the keys as well. Josh Spears doing some keys and working the bass. Caroline, thank you for coming back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We love to have you. And I'm going to geek out, so I hope you don't mind. I have to do some major geeking out.
You're in good company. It's fine.
Awesome. I feel welcome. And I loved what I read in Rolling Stone. You were like, look, man, if people are going to buy a ticket to our show, they know what to expect. It's like something lighthearted and psychotic at the same time. And I thought, all right, man, sign me up. But that's the beauty of it. And I also love that you work in such contrasts. You can sing about material that is not necessarily lighthearted. You know, I played a bikini for a friend of mine just the other night. She was like, this is just freaking great. And then she went, oh, you know, it's like, it's the seriousness of
the
matter.
That's what my record label says, too.
Yeah. You're like, thanks, label. Thanks a lot. But it's just beautiful that you work with those contrasts. And I don't think that it makes the band jokey. I don't think that it makes you jokey. Instead, I think it's this brilliant use of wit that you have, to create the songs that you do. I don't know. I'm kind of feeding off of that. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's too jokey because I'm hyper conscious of making it sure it's not too jokey.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like a really distinct line that is drawn at some point where you're like, okay, you need to have bounds here. Because I think if it becomes too much of a joke, then you lose the artistry of it. And the point of why you're, you know, what you're singing about,
right,
and what you're writing about. And I think people ultimately gravitate towards raw emotions. And the reason why I gravitate towards humor is just because I think it's such an important part of my life. And, you know, I'm heavily influenced by satirical things,
yeah,
from like Voltaire to Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
So...
Absolutely.
I think satire can be used as a really effective tool to get people to listen to things that they probably wouldn't otherwise.
Exactly. An effective tool and an effective weapon, if you
exactly,
want to say that.
Yeah.
And speaking of weapon, again, I guess I'm reading a quote, so I'll pose my question this way. Is nice being nice the next punk rock?
I feel like that I said that in passing,
yeah,
and I feel like it's starting to trend. Like, I do think that. I think I really didn't plan on that coining that so perfectly, but I do think that being nice is the next punk rock, just because there's so many villains in this industry,
yeah,
and I've come across a good amount of them.
Yeah.
I luckily don't work with them anymore.
Good.
But, you know, it's like you see that all the time. And the stereotypical rock band where you're just... Normally I would curse here, but since we're on the radio, I'm going to be very good and say a-hole.
Yeah, total a-hole.
you know, there's a lot of a-holes out there. And that's, I think that paradigm of, like, the rock band getting whatever they want and, like, doing a bunch of drugs and...
Yeah.
That's so dated and so tired and done. And I just don't want to work with anyone who's mean ever again.
I hear you loud and clear.
And I don't know. I guess we have our fair share of like being cranky. But I think there's a difference between being cranky and being a mean person.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
I don't know. Life's too short to be rude all the time.
It's way too short, and it's just the absurdity of it all. You know, you're like, if you can laugh at yourself, you can laugh at other things.
Yeah,
great.
It makes everything more enjoyable.
I'm still learning to laugh at myself, and yes, it is much more enjoyable. Again, we have Caroline Rose in Studio 1A. The name of the album that you need to get is Loner. Caroline, I think I got time for one more, if you can do that.
Okay. Is it okay if I switch around the order?
You can switch around as much as you like.
Okay. We're not going to switch around the order. Okay, we're going to do it the way that we originally were. This tune's called Money. It's about money.
Thank you. didn't do it with the world, didn't do it with the high powered supernova heat, didn't do it with the law, didn't do it with the peace, didn't do it with the. Didn't do it with you, didn't do it with the love, didn't do it with the peace, down on his knees, I didn't do it with the sex, didn't do it with the God, didn't do it with the. I did it for the money! I did it for the money! Didn't do it with the girl, didn't do it with the boy, didn't do it with the mother, father, sister, daughter. Didn't do it with the priest, didn't do it with the knee, didn't do it with the neon Jesus. Didn't do it with you, didn't do it with the good, didn't do it for all the planets of a ring, rah, rah, priestess, join the army, do a dance. I didn't do it for anything bad other than the money. We did it for the money.
Caffeine. Caroline Rose in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. We heard Money, Get the Album, Loner. And I want to say thanks again, Caroline, and thank you to your band. You all sound fantastic. Give it up one more time for Caroline Rose. Also want to say thank you to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove, for making everything sound fantastic in Studio 1A. Our studio audience is Lucky Ducky. They get one more track from Caroline Rose. And remember, you get to check out all of this cool stuff on our website, KUTX.org. That's KUTX.org. I'm Lori Gallardo, and this is KUTX 98.9.